Hello?
Hi, good
Hello?
afternoon. Yeah, hi, sir. Sorry about that. Good afternoon. I'm calling on behalf of Metro. Yeah, hi, sir. Real quick, let me just, sorry about that. My computer just got rebooted. So I'm calling for Metro Research, and we're conducting an opinion survey, sir. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. This is a research study, not a sales call. Your household is chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential, sir. How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
None.
None? Do you have any maybe nieces, nephews, or you know, grandchildren that might go to the local schools, attend the local schools?
So this is actually really funny. I'm a teacher.
Oh, that's great. That's even better. Wow, that's even better. So, yeah, you know, my whole family are teachers, so I really appreciate you guys a lot. You know, I'm talking about my parents and my siblings, everybody. I've even taught myself, but it just wasn't my thing, you know. I wanted to do a little, you know, diverse. So diversify a little, right? But my whole family are teachers,
yeah.
So I mean, I can't help but being happy to speak to them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool though. So are you, do you have kids though?
I do
most
not.
Teachers.
Really?
Oh, you must be a young teacher still then.
Yep. I like how you know that.
Yeah.
I'm 26.
That's young. That's young. My niece is 27 and she's barely starting her family. So yeah. Got you. So that's cool. Enjoy your, you know, enjoy while you can. But, what about some, you know, besides your students, do you have any family members, you know, nieces, nephews, I don't know, cousins?
I do, but, like, I'm not, I don't keep up to date with everything that's going on. I'm, like, really, I'm always busy.
But that's good, though. That's exactly what everybody wants to know is, like, what stuff, like, you know, things are getting across to you, what aren't, things of that nature.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's good because maybe, you know, in some areas, they need to put a little more money into, you know, than others, like letting people know about certain programs, things like that, right? So,
Yeah. So
it wouldn't be bad to hear from you. I mean, you have children, you have people that have children in the local schools, and you care about those children, correct?
Of course.
Right.
So,
so right. So then if you like, can we go ahead and put one of your nephews or anything? How many do you have? Did you say three?
No. Wait, what do you mean by put one of my nephews down?
Yeah, like somebody between...
How many?
Yeah, between kindergarten and 12th grade. How many children are
just
you,
a
like...
number?
Yeah, are you, you know, what kind of... How many children, how many nieces or nephews might you have that you, you know, you would you care about what's going on in their schools and things like that, you know?
I guess, like... they're all old now, that's the problem. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I guess.
7, wow, that's good. Then that's, you know, it's a good, it's going to make it for a good survey. And what's your age?
27.
Are you a resident of, Boston?
Yes. Well, nice. Yes.
How do you describe your gender? Just you, whatever, however you... Whatever suits you, sir.
Male.
Thank
Man.
You. Yeah. Thank you. How would you describe your... I get it. You know, I talk a lot. I like to talk, like I said, especially with somebody that's a teacher. That's cool. And,
yeah.
And, you know, I'm really not supposed to, but sometimes I can't help it. So how do you describe your race?
African-American.
Okay. Thank you. And your grades, the children. Okay, so more or less, let's see, how many, what grades are the kids you mentioned to me in?
4 all the way up to 12.
Okay, so we'll say, you said 4th, right? 4th. Okay.
Yeah.
And then?
All the way up to 12.
12. And then in between, nothing?
Oh, no, all of them? So it's like 4th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Then one of them is in 8th grade.
Okay.
I have one in seventh, I think, too, and then 10th and 11th.
Okay. Okay, there you go. Got them. There's six, right? Okay, cool. So which of the following best describes the school where your loved ones are enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial Catholic school, or a non-Catholic private or independent school, or are they homeschooled?
Public school.
Thank you. Let's see now. Okay, you mentioned you had a child in one of your loved ones in fourth grade. The following several questions will be about this child's school. So, which of the following best describes the school where your fourth grade child is enrolled this year? A public school run by the school district, a public charter school,
I'm going to save you a lot of time. They're all public schools.
Okay, yeah, that'll save both of us. And I'm going to try to get you through this as quick as I can. But, you know, just bear with me, and I really appreciate you taking the time.
No, you're good. I just wanted to help you.
Thanks, man. You're helping me. Believe me. I just had the survey, and I was in the middle of it, and my computer froze, and I was like, man, you know, because sometimes it's hard to get people to help us out. But I really appreciate it when you do. So now, let's see. When it comes to your fourth grade, progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned at the moment, because they all read very well.
Well,
smart
great.
Kids.
Right. Well, Kyle, kids, you know, they have so much access to everything nowadays, so they get smart real quick. Yeah. To the best of your knowledge, is your fourth grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
They are probably reading above, because he reads a lot. And when he talks to me and sends me messages on Discord, it's good. I'm like, sometimes I forget that he's in fourth grade.
Right, you think they're coming from one of your partners, one of your buddies from school, right?
Exactly.
Hey, so has your fourth grade child's pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home?
Nope, because I'm not in on this.
Yep. What information do you use to understand your fourth grade children's progress in reading and writing? The grades, English language arts, information from your child's teacher, parent-teacher conference, literacy screeners, conversations with the child?
The last one.
Conversations with the child? Okay.
Yeah, you can put that one.
Got it. Okay, so now, do you agree or disagree with the following statements? I have received feedback about my fourth grade child's reading progress this year from their school.
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay,
but
fine.
What I will say is it seems like he's doing fine, so I'm guessing they have.
Mm-hmm, that they're okay, got it. So
yeah.
Would you say so somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I'd say strongly agree.
Okay, great. Thanks for that. Does your fourth grade child school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? Small group instructions, resources to use at home to help practice reading, access to an outside specialist, one-on-one instructions from a specialist, a specific diagnose to help understand what your child's reading challenges are. Any of those?
I'm not going to lie. I zoned out for a second.
Sure. Small group instruction, resources to use at home to help practice reading, access to an outside specialist, one-on-one instruction from a specialist, specific diagnose to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are. Any of those?
So one-on-one and, huh?
Yeah, well, you can select whichever apply.
I was going to say one-on-one and the extra reading examples for home.
Okay, the resources to use at home to help practice reading?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Have you ever looked for help outside of school to support your fourth grade child reading progress? Example, tutors, reading classes outside of school, done an outside assessment? Are you aware of any of those situations, sir?
No, but we have a family tutor who works Brookline that we normally use. Not Brookline.
Right. So she helps the whole family out?
Or Canton, that's what it is. Yeah, she's the reason I have a teaching degree right now.
Right, it's kind of funny that you say that, because usually people that have their degrees is because somebody, right, gave them that little push.
Yep.
So,
well,
okay.
I'm terrible with English language arts, so.
Right.
That's a lot.
Everybody has their weaknesses and their strong points, so I'm sure your strong points make up for that, right? Or else you wouldn't have got your degree,
teacher.
Right?
I am a music teacher. I will tell you, I can do music. I can do music, but
when it comes to
reading, no bueno. I was really good at math.
That's my thing too. Yeah. So let's say, how would you answer this?
Yep.
Yeah, right? Okay. Thanks.
Wait, what did you say? How would I
say? Yeah, how would you answer that? Yes or no? I figured, since everybody gets tutored, right?
Yeah. If they need it, it's not. She's there as a resource, but she's really good.
Right. I get it. So which one would you say, yes or no?
Let's go with yes.
Okay. That's good to have. That's a nice resource for the family to have. When your fourth grade child is reading at home and they come across an unfamiliar word, which of the following best reflects their approach? They try to guess the word based on context, clues such as pictures or with other words in the sentence. They sound out their letters and words and try to say them together to make a word. Neither of these apply. Neither of these approaches, sorry.
They sound it out.
Sound it out, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, how effective do you think, by the way, we're halfway through, I'll try to make it as quick as possible. The next question should be a little shorter. Yeah, how effective do you think your child's school has been so far at teaching your fourth grade child to read? Very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, not effective at all.
So far, very effective, because the messages I've been receiving from him texting me have been very good.
from an adult, right?
Right. Literally.
I know my guy, little Nisa, she's super bright too, and she really surprises me sometimes. She just got her master's in science, and now she's working on her doctorate. And she's your age. She's actually 27.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's doing it, you know? Her mom's a doctor, mm-hmm. though. Her mom got her doctorate, so, you know, she has to. She has a lot of weight behind that too.
how old are you?
I'm 50.
You're 50?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
You sound like you're 20. I'd say 30 at most.
Yeah, well, you know, it's work keeps you young, and talking to people like you definitely keeps us feeling good. So, mm-hmm. you know, my daughters are your age, so I understand you guys a lot. You're kind of age. I get it. Because I have kids that age, so yeah.
Cool.
Good for you, though. And this thing that with the tutor for the family, I'm definitely going to talk it out with my family, too, about, you know, so that everybody can have a good chance of succeeding, right?
Yeah, she's really good. The tutor we have is really good.
That's a wonderful idea. I wish more families would, you know, do that, because I didn't even know about that. But, yeah.
And hey, I will tell you, I only had two sessions, and then I passed the MTELS. I literally had two-hour sessions with her, because I needed and a 1 hour session and a 2 hour session. And then we just sat there and I just it was easy.
Right. That's cool though. That means that she's good at what she does, or he or whoever it may be.
She knew I was bad at testing. So she just taught me different strategies for testing. And then she taught me the material I needed to know for the test.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. So the part you owe her a little bit of your success there, right? Do you know what curriculum is used by a fourth grade child school for reading or English language arts classes? By curriculum, we mean the type of instructional materials, methods, classes, as the school uses to teach specific subjects. You're a teacher. You know what curriculum is, sir.
I do not know for the fourth grade, but I know in my school, it's pretty good. I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
From what I've seen.
Okay, so there's yes, no, or I can also take your answer that you said don't know.
Oh, Yeah, I'd say, I don't know.
Okay, that's good. So, thinking about the tools and methods teachers use in a classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following phonics? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Somewhat familiar, because I think I used that.
Yeah. Guessing from context.
Very familiar.
Very familiar. Okay. And whole language.
Yeah, somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar, okay. Sound it out.
Very.
Very. And sight words, list or flashcards?
Very.
Okay. And textbooks by Fountas and Pino?
Not very.
Not very. Okay, somewhat, not too familiar. Okay, so you say not too familiar?
Not too familiar, yeah.
Okay. Three, queuing or queuing?
Three, queuing. Not familiar.
Okay. And then reading recovery.
Not familiar.
Okay. Let's see. And now we're, from what you know, what do you think research has shown its best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Queuing, which is guessing words from context and sentence structure. Next option would be phonics, sounding out words. Third, a combination of both.
I think it's kind of a combination of both.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, research has found that queuing, which is asking the child to guess words from context and sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, queuing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of queuing in some schools?
I will say somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Okay.
If research shows that it doesn't work,
right?
Why they keep America works anyway?
Right.
They don't care that it doesn't work. They just want to do it the easy way.
Well, you're a teacher, so you have a lot of knowledge about how that situation, way more than me. I haven't been in that situation much, but you know better than me for sure.
Yeah.
How much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or nothing at all?
I haven't heard anything at all.
Nothing at all. Okay. So, sorry about that. As you may know, more than half of the students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not at all concerned, or not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
Very concerned. I even have a couple students who are behind. It's not it. And the support, is the thing they need is the support. They need support in how to, read at a faster level. They need practice.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the time, and I'm not going to say my school's name, but a lot of the time these schools tend to not provide the support, and that's what I've noticed. But
Right. Well, and I mean you're there, so you know you have. If anybody has a good angle, it would be you.
Yeah.
So yeah. So if to the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, that is curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read, or not?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. That's valid. Do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read, or not?
Somewhat, because I'm just going to say, from a teacher's perspective, even if somebody else puts their stamp of approval on it, or even if there's a bunch of scientists that put their stamp of approval on it, not every kid's the same. So that same curriculum might not work for other students. So,
Okay.
Like, even
so
I have taught things.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's definitely, this is how we're going to, this is the question how I want
Sorry.
To answer.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. I'm listening. I'm just so you could take it into mind when you're thinking. Definitely yes, probably no, definitely no. Those are the answers. And yeah, of course I hear you. I understand what you're
probably
saying.
Probably no then. Yeah, you could. Probably no then.
Okay. Who do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels? School administration? State education officials, schools, teachers, parents, school districts, select all that apply.
Ooh. Literally everybody on that list should be responsible for it.
Okay. We can do that. Thank you. Next is, does your fourth grade child have dyslexia that you're aware of?
No, he does not.
Okay. Does your fourth grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
IEP.
IEP.
Yeah, no, not.
No?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Does your fourth grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, does your fourth grade child identify as LGBTQIA or not?
No.
Okay, they don't. Okay. And last few questions are for statistical purposes only. And what languages are spoken regularly at home, sir?
English. Parents are Jamaican.
So it's just English?
Yep.
Okay, we're about through, sir. Thank you for your patience, and I really enjoyed talking to you, too. Thanks. What is the what's the last year of schooling you have completed?
Like what degree?
Yeah, basically, what's the highest level of education you have, in other words?
Oh, bachelor's.
Bachelor's, okay. College graduate, bachelor's degree, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, perfect. And last year was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Or let's go 25, to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000 to less than 100,000, 100,000 to less than 150,000 or
there.
More than, okay.
It's between the other.
Okay. Let's see. Let me see if this is it. I think this is it, but I want to tell you something at the end too.
Yep.
I believe there's a something that you would be interested in.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know why this is giving me a headache today, but it sure is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's. I think there's an opportunity at the end for you to be in some kind of study where they can they will give you incentive. They'll pay you, I believe, for it. So I'm trying to get to the end of this so I can share that with you and see if you'd like to come on board and just, you know, make some extra cash, I guess.
Yeah, no worries.
Mm-hmm. But this survey is just taking forever to load, and it just tells me to please wait. And I've been like, man, everybody wants to, you know, they have things to do and stuff, and they can't be just waiting forever for this.
I promise you, I have nothing right now. I finished. I just got out of work. I was just finishing up rehearsal, and then now I'm home.
And let's see. And finally, okay, so what's your five-digit zip code?
The code is 02145.
Okay. 02145. Okay, sometimes reporters like to we'll get to this part right now. Sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We would need to pass along your answers and your name and your phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your response to the survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
I'm going to say no, primarily because I'm just always busy. You just got lucky. I'm never available. So I'm
hey,
going to say
you know
no
what?
Because of this.
let's say Boston got lucky because this is for them to work on the, you know? Figure out what I think they can do better or what, you know, just how to better work, use the funds. Would you like to participate in future research, focus groups, or surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part in focus groups will receive a $100 gift card.
$100 gift card?
Mm-hmm.
Would it just be like a $100 debit card or like would it go?
I don't know what exactly it would be, but I'll read it to you again. Participants who take part in focus groups will receive a $100 gift card. So some type of gift card worth $100. I don't know what it could be.
Okay.
It doesn't give us that detail.
Okay. I'm going to say no, primarily because that gift card could be, and I'm not, I appreciate the offers, just that gift card can be anything. Like, they could be like, it's a $100 gift card to Wendy's.
what about Taco Bell? Everybody loves Taco Bell.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, Teach, you know, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Great, great conversation, man. I wish you the best in your career. I know because my siblings are already in their 50s and I've seen their careers go the way the teachers, it's not as, you know, monetary wise, I wish teachers would get paid more. They deserve it.
Yeah, we all
sure.
do.
But they don't live a bad lifestyle though. They do.
No,
okay.
We're, we're humble people. We're
yes,
humble people.
Course.
We love what we do.
Yeah. So.
Well, most of us do.
Good for you, man. It's a reward, but it is a rewarding job though. So.
It is very rewarding.
Yeah, and the good thing is a lot of people don't ever get to feel that kind of, you know, reward back from their work because they're not really doing anything for anybody besides some rich dude, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I got to move on before they start telling me I took too long on this call. So you have a wonderful
evening,
sir. Thank you for your time.
You too. No problem. Bye-bye.